Everybody, thank you for tuning into the Stuff I Heard podcast. This is a drinking podcast. You can join me if you want to. If you don't, I don't care. It is Friday, baby. I'm doing this on a Friday. What's up? My wife is out of town, so I feel kind of weird. Normally she's here, and it's time to gear down. It's time to get my brain in the position of going to bed. Even though it's only 6:20. See, here's the weird thing. Is my job requires me to be up super early before most of you ever think about going to work. Matter of fact, I think it was a full moon at like 4 o'clock this morning. And some of my friends were up at 4 a.m. Not because they're like, I want to get up early and see it, because they were still awake. Those people are psychopaths. I, on the other hand, think of myself as progressive and like going after it and trying to chase the carrot, if you will. So I got up early and, you know, going to work kind of thing. But it is Friday. My wife went out of town. She went to go with some friends to go see this Christmas show thing that's up in Charlotte. They have a marketplace type thing where they have a bunch of stuff for sale. And it's like, at this point in the game, it's a tradition. She likes to go with some friends. They make a big weekend out of it. They have a good time. It's fun. It's fun. It's important to do things you want to do, you know, and life is short. So sometimes you do the thing you want to do, even if it's whatever. It is what it is, right? I went last weekend to Warner Robins, Georgia. No, went through Warner Robins, Georgia to Bucky's, and then went to visit my buddy Greg because it's what I wanted to do. And, you know, it's fine. Something to do. Something fun. So, I know I talked about the concert last week. It was still fun. I made lots of videos. I put them up on YouTube. I didn't monetize any of them. I just wanted people to check it out. Collective Soul was really good. The opening band, The Quilts, was really good. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. And I hope that everybody there had a good time. I think they did. It seemed like a festive crowd. And now I'm home, baby. So being home, being at work, kind of going through the routine of work. I've been getting up super early and getting home earlier than most people because of being up super early. And so I was able to watch some stuff on TV. Now, this is Stuff I Heard, so let me talk about some stuff I heard. I've been listening to Bert on the Bertcast, Bert Kreischer, the comedian, the killer, the machine, with lots of great episodes and podcasts, talking to lots of very interesting people. Right now, I'm listening to him have a interesting conversation with Rosebud Baker. I went back and listened to some previous episodes. I re-listened to an episode of Miss Pat being on there with his wife, Leanne. I'm a big fan of Miss Pat. I think she's a brilliant comedian. She's lived an incredible life. She talks openly about it. She has a show on BET Plus. It was originally done by Hulu, and I guess they sold it to someone else. So Miss Pat is sort of... Her show, in my opinion, from what I've heard, is a lot like the show Roseanne, with more of an updated, unfiltered version. So Miss Pat is awesome. The podcast is awesome. They get really deep into hip-hop at a certain point, talking about their favorite artists. It brought back a lot of memories. So let's talk about hip-hop for a second, okay? When I was a kid, growing up, obviously music was, to say it the least, limited. I was born in, you know, the early 70s. We had access to some country music. At a certain point, rock and roll became a thing that entered our household. It was never really a thing that was super broadcast about music until my mom married my stepdad. And when that happened, suddenly music was a big deal because he was big time into music. He was an interesting guy. He really liked rock and roll, and he really liked playing it loud, and I became a fan immediately. I was like, I like this stuff too. So I got in a lot of the same music. Now, when I became a teenager, suddenly, for me, I started paying attention to a lot of rap music and hip hop music that was coming out at the time that was pretty popular. And I'll be honest, it was a coming of age time for me. It was a puberty time for me. And MTV allowed me to watch such cool videos as Rump Shaker. For those of you who don't know, Rump Shaker is a video with lots of very healthy women shaking their booties. And I thought, I don't know what this is, but I can't stop watching. Whatever Rump Shaker is and whatever sounds like it and does this video, I'm going to watch it. So listen, it's not lost on me the popularity of Nicki Minaj and Cardi B and all of the people who've come along like her. I get it. I'm in. I'm still in. I'm 47 years old and I'm still in. I'm like, good for you, girl. Good for you. God bless you. But also, some very cool lyrics come out during that time. Some very cool lyricists come out during that time. Poets, if you will. And when I was younger, like this conversation between Miss Pat and Bert had me thinking. When I was younger, I really wanted to be one of the cool kids. He's like listening to what all the cool kids are listening to. Cause I'm like, I want to hear what that is. I don't even know what that is. So I like went out of my way to purchase music that I thought was cool. And I made some poor purchases. I didn't buy the stuff that was super popular. Cause I was like, I've heard that. I'm going to buy this other one. Cause I've heard they're supposed to be good too. And it wasn't. It was sort of a hit or miss time period. You couldn't really sample like you can today digitally. You couldn't just, you know, hit a button and hear some of the songs and be like, oh, this is cool. You just had to take a chance. And I took a few chances and I swung and missed. Now, not to say that I still wasn't a fan. But when you're in your early teens and you're listening to some of this music, you're sort of forming your opinions on like who you are and what you believe in and what you think is touching your soul, right? And when I was younger, I'll be honest, you know, there were lyrics by The Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff that I really liked. There was a lot of stuff by LL Cool J that I really liked. There was stuff by Ice Cube that I really liked. NWA had some stuff that I thought was pretty cool. Eazy-E had some stuff that I thought was pretty cool. Tupac come out and I thought, oh, this is my dude. I'm into it. And true confession time. I never purchased any Tupac stuff. I don't know why. I just never did. And listening to Bert, he talks about this a little bit. When Tupac went to jail and he got out and he got all the tattoos, I thought, oh no, he ruined his body. He got all those tattoos. But then it's like, oh, now that's actually pretty cool. Dang, I want tattoos. Why don't I get Thug Life tattooed on my belly? And here I am now in my teens as a somewhat middle-class white lifestyle going, I can't get Thug Life. That's so stupid. What the hell am I thinking? So anyway, I move off that topic and there's this whole confrontation between Snoop Dogg, which I loved Snoop Dogg's music at the time because I thought he was so cool the way he talked and rhymed and danced. And I was like, I dig this guy. I don't know what it is about this guy, but I dig it. And from that, I got to where I really enjoyed the confrontation between Tupac and Biggie. And listening to Biggie's lyrics, I didn't appreciate Biggie's lyrics and his songs like I did until I was older. And when I got older, I started listening to it and I thought, okay, I wasn't listening enough as a kid. And a kid, I was just, you know, you're focused on adolescent things. You're believing in things like love and lust and you're confusing the two and you're constantly looking at girls and just infatuated with the idea of, you know, I just want to touch a boobie, that kind of thing. And yet somehow Tupac's lyrics are like fighting the man and trying to find his way and all eyes on me and stuff like that. And you're just, it was something about it. And as I get older, I get more into Biggie and I get more into what he's saying and how he's saying it. And I'm going, okay, this is a more standing back approach to look at things. And I've said a lot of unpopular things on this podcast that people are like, you're an idiot. And after watching the Biggie, documentary. Is it a documentary on Netflix? I really think that Puff Daddy had something to do with him being killed. I think that he probably owed Biggie a lot of money, and rather than pay him, he just had him killed. This is my opinion. Now, this is just my opinion. I'm just some dude in South Carolina. I'm not touching anybody's nerves, I hope. I have a small podcast. Not many people listen to it. This is just my opinion. I think P. Diddy had him killed. Okay. And I think he really doesn't have any talent. I think Diddy stole from a lot of artists. I think he did everything he could to make it. And he did. He became super popular and he made lots of money. And I don't think anybody else who he managed or who he produced did. It's just my opinion. I got a lot of unpopular opinions, but that's okay. Listen, hey, we're all grown-ups, right? Cheers. So I talked about that and talked about Miss Pat and I talked about hip-hop for a reason. There's a show on Netflix called Big Mouth. Season 5 is out. And Big Mouth is an animated show. Nick Kroll and John Mulaney sort of head this up. I think Nick Kroll is the creator of it. And he basically wanted to have an animated version of what adolescence is like, what being a 12 to 13-year-old boy is like, girl is like, what it's like growing up during that time period. And to sort of show the struggles that young people go through, he created these animated characters that are called hormone monsters. And different hormone monsters have different abilities. He's got one that you're introduced to right away that's in charge of him being aroused or horny, if you will. And there's other ones involved that have to deal with depression and anxiety and fear and hate and self-loathing and depression. I mean, you name it, every type of emotion has some type of character in it. And with that becomes a lot of opportunities for comedy actors and comedians to play the parts. And there's a lot of people that you recognize their voices to, and a lot more that I didn't realize was in the show. Now, this is season 5 that just came out this past week. And I started to write them down, and I realized I don't have enough paper to write them down. If you Google the cast of Big Mouth, it has a button that says see more. And then it has another button that says see even more. And when you click it, it's just like pages. Like, you got to scroll the pages to see all the celebrities that are in this thing. Nick Kroll, John Mulaney, Maya Rudolph, Jesse Klein, Jordan Peele, Fred Armisen. It goes on and on and on. Jenny Slate, Richard Kind, Chelsea Peretti, Seth Rogen, Kristen Bell, Zachary Quinto, John Oliver, and on and on and on and on. John Hamm. I mean, it's a crazy list of people that are in the show. Why would they all be in it? What is it, for the money? Nah. As a voice actor, how much money are you making doing a spot on a show? Probably not much. It's because the show is good. Now, the show is going to be offensive to some people who are like, oh no, I don't like talking about feelings. Oh no, I don't like talking about my sexual orientation. Oh no, I don't like talking about masturbation. Oh no, I don't like talking about my vulva. Whatever. Okay, whatever. If there's anything that's going to be said by me on this podcast, it's going to be that I'm sex positive and I want people to believe they can talk to me about anything. They can talk about anything. Listen, it's your body and your life, and you're trying to figure out what it is you want and desire and are supposed to do in this world. And from that, you have to decide if you're going to be public about it or private about it. And that's your business. That's totally your business. I'm not going to out anybody on this. I'm going to try my best not to. But I understand. That's the whole thing, is I just want people to understand that we're all different. And it's okay to be different. Like, I don't get why some people are into, you know, feet. I don't... Okay, whatever. That's your thing. Good for you. Some people are into abuse. I don't get that either. Okay, but good for you. But I want people to feel like it's okay to be different. And it's okay to have different desires. It's okay to kind of understand some of this. And the fact that this show is done by comedians and comedic actors, they're all poking fun at the idea that anybody gives a crap about any of it, because it's all ridiculous. Okay? All of it. All of it. We are trying to figure this out, this life, all along. And yes, our country was founded by a bunch of Puritans who said, thou shalt not, over and over again until, I mean, we see where that's gotten us, right? Nonstop of saying, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. What's the first thing that everybody does? Everything you said you're not supposed to do, right? And if you don't, you go, she's a witch, burn her, even though witches aren't real. So anyway, I mean, except that one girl that I met up in Wilmington, she was definitely a witch. Anyway, but whatever. Okay. So switch gears. All right, big heavy slide. Let's talk about Disney Plus came out with a show. It's a very short show called Under the Helmet, The Legacy of Boba Fett. Made my heart happy that they did this. It really did. It showed how they created Boba Fett, why they created Boba Fett, the ideas that went into the costuming, the ideas that went into the character. And The only part about the documentary, little 21 minute whatever thing that they'd done, they didn't talk about why fans are so obsessed with Boba Fett, why there was such a lore about Boba Fett. They did hint on it a little bit when they talked about the fact that he's sort of the space cowboy and how a little bit of thought was brought into this whenever he walked into the scene the first time. Not the moments where you see him in the background, but the moment he walks into the scene in Empire and he has the gunslinger type walk with the sound of the spurs as he's coming around the corner, that ding, ding, ding. He is the gunslinger. He is the space cowboy. I talked to my wife and her parents about the fact that they should watch Mandalorian because the Mandalorian is done up like a space cowboy scene. It's a Western done in sci-fi. You got a gunslinger. He's on a mission. He's got a code of ethics he's trying to follow. He gets put onto a job that he realizes is not the right thing he's supposed to do. And he bucks against the system and everybody goes after him, and good for him. And like the whole while we're rooting for him. And then along the way, he makes friends who he realizes he needs. For a long time, he's by himself. But at the beginning of this show, he immediately starts making friends with people who he realizes are allies. And that show to me is a lot like lessons for life. In life, when you're a kid, my mom said this once, when you're a kid, everyone wants to pick you up. They want to be, oh my God, look at him. He's so cute. He's so adorable. Oh my God, she's so cute. She's so cute. Oh my God. And then you become a teenager and you're like, get off me. Stop touching me. Leave me alone. And then you get in your 20s and you're really like, don't touch me. Get away from me. And then you become older, and all you want is physical contact. There's people that literally schedules just physical therapy, massages, just so they can have people touch them. It is this weird thing that people go through where you sort of crave that after a while. You crave that connection to people. Your skin is the largest sense organ in your body. And you deprive it so much. We literally abuse our skin a lot, whether it's through sun worship, we're out there getting sunburns, whether it's through a physical abuse of out there doing physical jobs where we get beat up all the time, or we go to the gym and we thrash our bodies around on equipment and we don't think about taking care of our skin. Our skin is our largest sense organ we have. And it's also with our personal lives. There's moments where we deprive ourselves of physical contact. For what reason? For what? Why? So some people are meant to have people close to them. Some people aren't. I don't know why. But hopefully you've got somebody that you can touch and you can feel that personal connection with, and you can feel that oneness with, and you can have moments of serenity. And it doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to be anything other than a moment of sharing. Because it's important. It's important to connect. It's important to connect with another person in some way. So, Under the Helmet, really cool documentary. The part they didn't talk about was the book that came out where Boba Fett fought his way out of the Sarlacc pit. They totally didn't even mention that, not one bit. But they showed all the actors who played Boba Fett. They showed the different casting. They showed the story of. They showed how Disney's coming out with their own series, Boba Fett. And they even commented on the knee cannons on the very first design of Boba Fett, which I thought was awesome. And I think only Josh Treadaway would really appreciate my comment on the knee cannons. Maybe Danny McWilliams will. I don't know. But anywho. All right. So I also want to talk about a movie I saw called Free Guy. Free Guy came out to the theaters. You could watch it on digital platforms everywhere. Free Guy stars Ryan Reynolds. It's been out long enough now, or if you haven't seen it, you're probably not going to. So I'm going to talk about it anyway. If you want to see it and you don't want me to ruin it, skip this part, come back and listen to it later. Okay. So Ryan Reynolds is starting off his day as just a dude called Guy. Seems innocent enough, right? You're like, okay, what's up with this story? He's going through a routine. He's super happy. Everything seems to go his way. And He lives in an area where people wearing these sunglasses are the heroes, even though they're doing bad things. It's really weird. You're like, what the heck am I watching? And you suddenly realize, as they're going through the beginning parts of the show, that he's supposed to be a computer-generated character in a video game. But he seems to have his own AI, his own thought process, his own learning ability. And it's not long, and he goes, wait, something's not right about this. And he touches a moment where he sort of, I don't know what you call it, he has a moment with an actual person, with a player. And he wants more. And she tells him, listen, if you want to hang out or whatever, you got to do this. So he breaks his character's mold and he does a lot of things his way. And instead of being this video game character that's just supposed to be a tertiary person in the background, he then becomes a player within the game. And it's a really funny scene where the guy who supposedly owns the game wants to destroy it. And the people who actually created him within the game are trying to save him because they realized, oh, crap, we built this game and this other guy robbed us and stole this platform and built this other game around it. And this is our game. And like it, at a certain point, the movie gets way smarter than I am. And I appreciated every bit of it, but it's also just silly enough because Ryan Reynolds is involved. It's just silly enough that it's fun. He has a great fight scene with this guy who's this giant muscle bound, supposed to be a body double of him, supposed to look like him, but muscular. And it's just, it's hilarious. It's really hilarious. I enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it. I think everybody should watch it. Yeah. Free guy. So, oh yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff, baby. So you may be asking yourself, Josh, what's the point of this podcast? I don't know. I honestly don't know anymore. I used to do this for therapy, I think. I think I had a lot of conversations with people. And I would talk about all kinds of stuff that was going on in my life or things that were going on in the news or things that were going on in the world of podcasting and things I was interested in and I thought other people should be interested in, like Bert Kreischer, my favorite comedian. Shout out to Greg, by the way. Greg Steele nailed me some tickets to go see Bert in Macon, Georgia on February 27th. I'm so excited about that. Holy crap. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Bert is doing the big show again. He's hosting the big show on TNT in Macon, Georgia. And he's doing a comedy show there then. So there might be celebrities in the crowd. You might look around and see Rosario Dawson or T.I. or Snoop Dogg. I mean, you never know. Could be, you know, could be. But I'm looking forward to the show. I had such a busy week this week, and Greg out of the blue goes, hey, I don't know if you realize, but Bert's going to be in Macon, Georgia, February 27th. And I was like, really? I was like, man, I'm heading to bed. I can't even look at that. And he goes, listen, I can get us tickets. And I was like, okay, just let me know what I owe you. And he's like, how do you feel about row in? I said, in sounds like now, baby. And he's like, all right, cool. I'm getting them. And so he got them. Thank you, Greg. You're a beast. I love you. This is going to be so much fun. Holy crap. I am going to have fun, daggummit. It's one thing to get old. It's another thing to remind yourself to have fun once in a while. But like I was saying, what's the point of the podcast? What am I trying to do here? What am I trying to share with you guys? I mean, I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's watching. I hear from random people once in a while. Hey, man, I'm digging the podcast with so-and-so. And I'm like, really? You listen to that? That's awesome. Great. I don't know unless you want to be on the podcast. So what I'm saying is get off your lazy asses and tell me you want to be on the podcast. Talk about stuff. Let's talk about it. Otherwise, I'm just going to get weird. I'm going to get on here and I'm going to have a few beers after I get off of work on some night when I'm really tired and delirious, and I'm just going to get weird. And it's going to get weirder and weirder until you're like, what are you doing with your life? And I'm like, I don't know. But you should join me because it's totally cool. I am watching The Foundation still on whatchamacallit, Apple Plus. I hadn't watched any of the C episodes this week. I haven't had time. I did want to watch Big Mouth. That was my big win was watching Big Mouth. And then Under the Helmet, that was really short. But Big Mouth, I mean, each episode's only 30 minutes. But Bert did a great interview with Nick Kroll. Really fascinating. I kind of see Bert maybe becoming a character on the show. He has a very interesting voice. I don't know what kind of a monster Bert would be. The party animal, maybe? Because that would be right in his wheelhouse. That would be great. Anyway. Thanksgiving is coming up. Some trial happened with some guy out west. I don't even know anything about it. Rittenhouse? Who is that? I don't know nothing. I haven't had time to even look at it. So, hope everybody's doing well. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I really would like to do a Thanksgiving episode and talk about all the things I'm thankful for. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. I got family coming into town. It'd be really good if I could get my brother to do it with me. We'll see. All right. Thank you to my wife for my lovely shirt. You guys can see it on YouTube. It's a Star Wars Visions shirt from one of the episodes. It's really nice. Long sleeve because it's cold this time of year. Nice and cozy too. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. And if you've got something you're watching and you want me to watch it, let me know. There are a lot of things I'm going to watch if I have time. I just got to find time. Is anybody selling time? Is time for sale? Is there any way to get time back? I don't have time. All right. That's it. If you're ever in Florence, go check out King Jefe Taco. Don't get it to go. Eat there. It's really good there. I had dinner there tonight. I had a gift card. Thank you to work for giving me gift cards to my favorite place to eat. The quesadilla was on point. The music was cool. I didn't care for the chips. Kyle, if you're listening, the chips are kind of stale, dude. Haven't had good chips there in quite a while. I don't know what the kitchen's doing wrong with the chips. The salsa verde was good, but the chips, I don't know what's going on. All right, that's it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends. If you want to be on this podcast, let me know. And as always, I end this by saying, cue the cow.